is a very good afternoon to you. Now, you might be sick of hearing about the referendum over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Well, the good news is, as of from tomorrow in the media, you won't hear very much about it because there is a moratorium on the media for 48 hours, of course, or 24 hours, should I say, before a referendum, which means they're not allowed to talk about it or influence you in any way. So this is probably the final day you're going to hear all the to's and fro's. But one thing that has happened, of course, is the Electoral Commission and former Supreme Court Judge Marie Baker has said that she's not happy about the posters that have been put up by Sharon Keoghan. Now, one poster in particular which says, "Don't force mothers out to work," according to the Electoral Commission, she says, misrepresents the truth. Now, for a lot of people, they would say that's not the case. And of course, Sharon Keoghan says that's not the case either. And she's standing by her posters, which, by the way, she paid for herself. Well, she fundraised through GoFundMe and didn't get any government money for it. So we want to talk about that a bit further and how we believe the referendum is actually going at the moment. To talk to me a little bit more about it, on the line, I have journalist, author, broadcaster, speaker, a little bit of everything, really. Brenda Power joins me. Brenda, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good. Brendan, well, firstly, before we get to Sharon Keoghan, I mean, the referendum so far, do you think it's been a fair match, as they say?
Well, no, it hasn't been, because you can see the Yes Side posters absolutely everywhere. And I mean, I know there have been questions asked as to whether or not the fact that these have been put up by NGOs, basically, whether government funding, which of course it shouldn't be used, is involved in the actual funding of the Yes campaign. So, I mean, I think that's something that might fall to be thrashed out after the referendum, to be honest. But you can see a huge amount of postering, very expensive postering. Apparently, there are £5 a pop from the Yes side and very little from the No side, in fairness, until Sharon put her hand in her pocket, or at least got her supporters to do so, and put up some posters herself. And as you say, then now she's been taken to task by the Electoral Commission, which says that the poster, as you said, says don't force mothers out to work is not a statement of truth. But I would certainly defend her right to put that up, because what we're being asked to remove is a provision in the Constitution that effectively gives mothers the choice to stay at home if they don't want to go out to work. That's what the Constitution says at the moment, that the government should endeavour to ensure that no mother who would prefer to stay at home looking after her kids should be forced to do so. So if you take that out, it's hard to see how you could come to any other conclusion other than that you are stripping women of that choice, that constitutional choice. At the moment, mothers, it speaks particularly to mothers. And an interesting thing now, I mean, we've been told, oh, take this out, this old-fashioned language is sexist. Reference to mother in the Constitution. Do you know that German basic law has a line in its Constitution saying no mother shall, sorry, it says all mothers shall be entitled to the care and support of the community. Now, I don't know whether John Charles McQuaid had a hand in drafting that.
Yeah.
But we are clearly not the only ones who have a reference to mothers and the valuable work of mothers in our.
Well, I mean, even Eamon Ryan has recognised the valuable work of mothers, because, of course, back I see the Grip Media have put up a video of him in 2017 in the Oireachtas, where he states this piece of constitution should be left in because it's very important for preserving the importance of women within the state. So it's quite bizarre that Eamon Ryan said that only 5 years ago and now is asking us to remove it. The article, for people who don't know, is Article 41, which is one of the things you're going to be asked to vote for, 41.2.1, and it says in particular the state recognises that by her life within the home, woman gives to the state a support without which the common good cannot be achieved. And 41.2.2, the state shall therefore endeavour to ensure that mothers shall not be obliged by economic necessity to engage in labour to the neglect of their duties in the home. So you are right. Now, they're replacing it with a completely different line about carers, and people know what that is. And
the thing is, even carers are unhappy about that, Niall. I mean, because they say, first of all, care is not confined to care in the home, because this is said the care the families give each other. In other words, suggesting that the only people who are carers are family. And also, it denies the absolutely undeniable reality, according to figures published just last week by the National Women's Council, which Gordon's calling for a yes, but then it is partially state-funded, which said that 98% of carers are women, 98%, mostly unpaid. And if they are working outside the home by economic necessity, they're in poorly paid jobs. So they're not supported. They are majority women. So, you know, we're in.
But there's a link between the two here, because, you know, if the Electoral Commission, and I don't know exactly, and maybe you can explain better what their role is, because if their role obviously is to pick up on misrepresentations or misinformation or basic lies or untruths, well, then surely Heather Humphreys only 2 days ago suggested that if you voted yes, that they would give give better supports to carers, which is completely untrue because the government could legislate for that right now if they wanted to. They don't need a yes vote in a referendum for that. So, I mean, if they're pulling out, and also Catherine Martin, of course, which, you know, Micheál Martin, who has defended already in this particular occasion, has said that a woman's place is in the home is in the Constitution and tweeted about that. So why aren't the Electoral Commission picking up on those ones?
I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. Yesterday, I heard the Taoiseach say that this amendment, if it goes through, will place obligations on the government. You absolutely cannot say that. That's just not the case. It will be obliged to do nothing only to try. I mean,
strive is the word I think they use.
Strive, is whatever.
Yeah.
Strive. So strive means to try. So the only obligation on them now will be to try to support carers. I mean, the carers, the 98% of whom are women who are currently caring, sometimes in the most dire straits for disabled children or just at home with families or elderly parents, they don't have the luxury of just striving, I'm afraid, to look after those people. They have to bloody well get on and do it. So for anyone to say that this imposes an obligation of any kind on the government is nonsense. At the very least, the language that's there currently is stronger. You know, endeavour to ensure that no woman should work outside the home or no mother who wants to stay at home. And according to a recent poll that I saw too, women were a survey of women who worked outside the home. They were asked how many would stay at home if they were given this obligation, this option rather, that the Constitution supposedly promises them. 70% said they'd rather be at home with their children. So, I mean, we're taking away from women this particular option, this choice. And we are presenting it to women as some kind of an advance on their situation. It's a backward step. And I mean, we need to be a little bit more confident about ourselves, but a little bit more assertive about the fact that this is work done by women. It's not gender neutral. It's not people who identify as women. It's actually women who are doing this work on a daily basis. If you strip that recognition of that work and the value of that work away, you are making those women invisible.
I mean, just finally, from your own experience over the last 3 or 4 weeks, do you think that this particular amendment or these amendments will go through on Friday? Do you think it'll be a yes vote? I often wonder to myself, because obviously I surround myself with a circle of people who may be slightly conservative, so I kind of get a sense of a no. But some people say to me, well, then again, Niall, you're in a little bit of an echo chamber, so maybe I am a little bit of an echo chamber. But I think it may be a close call.
I think so. I think they've managed to sort of galvanise the woke energy around the same-sex marriage referendum. You know, it'd be great, and we've been told all these poor people. I'm not sure who these poor people are who are stuck in durable relationships but can't get married. Because, as you know, everybody can get married now. If they want to, you can get married as often as you want to women of the same sex. So I don't... They're trying to galvanise that same energy, use the same playbook. I think that there's sufficient woke people in the country who really are more concerned about window dressing and women, you know, shouldn't have a word like women in the Constitution, than the actual
reality. It's an
awful
word, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, this is the same government, by the way, that tried to take the words woman and mother out of Maternity Protection Act 2 years ago. People who get pregnant.
Pregnant people. So, I mean, we'll be very odd about the pregnant people. By the way, just finally before we go, Brendan, I mean, going forward, of course, the Electoral Commission are going to play a huge role in all elections, general elections, in the European elections, obviously, and future referendums, including the presidential election. So what is their role? I mean, will they have the authority? They're saying they don't have the authority at the moment, but will they have the authority of censorship?
Well, I mean, they certainly should be able to be a little bit more even-handed and more sort of strong, I suppose, in terms of misrepresentation. I mean, as you said, Catherine Martin still has a tweet up saying the Constitution states a woman's place is in the home. Now, the Referendum Commission did say, no, it doesn't say that. But she has not been obliged to take that down. And equally, I saw Roderick O'Gorman writing in the Irish Times saying that the Constitution criticises women who choose to work outside the home. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say anything about women who choose to work outside the home. It says it only addresses women who are forced to work outside the home and says they should have the option of staying at home. That's what they want us to take out. But, I mean, that is the kind of, you know, misrepresentation, there's no other word from it, that has come from the government side and seems to have passed under the radar without anything like the same censure as Sharon Kilgore.
Do you believe the Electoral Commission should have that kind of power, similar to, say, Commissioner Mann or any other kind of, well, if you want to call it a censor? Do you believe they should have the commission the power
that.
To...
I don't know, should it be that? No, I don't know. I don't think so. Mm. I think, I mean, unless it was, I suppose, something particularly egregious and defamatory or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really,
Well, there's already laws against that anyway. So,
I'd be wary of introducing more censorship. I think all they can do and should do is say, look, this is just not true, and here's the true situation.
Right, an advisory, in other words, yes, an advisory law.
Yes, well, look, clearly they can't. They can't tell the minister to take down a tweet that is incorrect, even though they pointed it out. So.
Well, look,
it's up to the electorate, I suppose, to make their own minds up as to whether they trust this or not.
Well, look, Sharon has been on the show many times with us in the past. I have a lot of time for Sharon, and I do believe she has the right intentions. And certainly, as you rightly said, she fundraised herself. She didn't get any government funding. She's not part of an NGO. She got funding from her own supporters and followers to put these posters up. The poster says, don't force mothers out to work. She stands by it because we are removing a line, or being asked to remove a line from the Constitution that says that women do have the choice to stay at home and possibly get paid, or the government should support them. So I think on this particular occasion, I think I'll stick with Sharon. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Brenda Power, journalist and TV presenter. Thank you very much indeed.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.